在人生活的经验里头啊，会发现啊，人很有限，人很脆弱。
In our lifetime, we often conclude that our human life is rather limited and fragile.
啊，甚至我们发现呢，我们对啊这个神有很多的亏欠。
We will find that we fall short of God very often.
啊，虽然有些人他还不认识这一位真神啊，但是他们也觉得说对这个啊上天啊，或者说对这整个大环整个环境有所亏欠。
Even for those people who do not know God, they will feel somewhat in debt to the environment or to some higher superpower.
哦，这个是在人的生活当中，人一定会去体会到的。
This is something that people will always experience.
哦，也因为这样子，所以很大部分的人都想要让自己能够更善良、更好。
This is why most people want to be better.
啊，很多的人想要做更多的好事，啊，来回报啊这个大地啊，或者弥补自己心中所觉的亏欠。
They want to do some good things in their lifetime to pay back their debt or to get rid of the guilty feeling they may have.
啊，其实这个都是很好的，很正面的。
Actually, these are all very positive.
啊，人也是实在是应该像啊像应该是努力的，更加善良，更加美好。
Yes, indeed, that everyone should try to strive to be a better person.
哦，但是这个却不能够来交换我们对神的亏欠。
However, our effort to become a good person cannot pay the debt that we owe God.
啊，尤其是在所有的宗教的领域里头，这种感觉常常是更加的深刻。
Especially once people start to pursue a religion, they will feel this indebtedness even more.
啊，这就是为什么几乎所有的宗教都是在教导人们更善良、更美好。
This is why in just about all religion, it teaches people to become even better.
那为什么说这些努力是需要的，但是没有办法来弥补我们对神的亏欠？
Why do we say that this effort of trying to be good is necessary, but it's not enough?
在我们的生活当中，啊，有时候我们也会伤害的人，亏欠的人。
Because in our lifetime, inevitably we would hurt someone or harm somebody.
啊，当我们良心在责备我们的时候，我们就想办法，啊，想要来弥补。
When we start feeling guilty about it, we would try our ways to make up.
啊，甚至这个社会的法律也会强制我们要来弥补对方。
We would have to pay back to the other person. In fact, the laws of this land would require us to do so.
啊，比如说一个不留意的车祸里头，对方受了重伤。
For example, if you were involved in an automobile accident and the other party were severely injured,
很有可能啊，是你的这个你不是故意的，但是因为你的你的分心或者疏忽造成的这个车祸。
Perhaps you didn't want to hurt anybody intentionally, but because of your carelessness, you were at fault of this accident.
那比如说对方他受到伤害，甚至他这个成为一个这个残障的人。
If the other party were injured or even become disabled,
那这样的残障他没有办法100% 的恢复原来的样子。
That person will never be able to recover fully, and they will be perpetually in disability.
啊，或许我们觉得很亏欠，我们愿意负责任啊，来帮助他一辈子。
Perhaps we will feel bad, and we will want to shoulder some responsibility of taking care of this person.
哦，但是这个人他心可能心中的感觉是，无论你再给我多少的赔偿，但是我成为残障，这已经成为事实，这也没有办法改变。
Perhaps in that person's heart, no matter what you do or how much money you give them, you will never be able to pay back for the disability that now he suffers.
哦，所以我们人与人之间都会有这种你没有办法去弥补你的亏欠。
So even between men, there are incidents where one can never repay.
哦，但更何况我们对神的亏欠。
But think about the indebtedness that we have toward God.
哦，所以人努力做好向善，这是对的，这个也是需要的。
So it is absolutely necessary for each person to try to become better.
哦，但是这个没有办法绝对的、完全的来弥补我们人对啊对神对这整个。
But no matter how hard we try, we can never fully repay what we owe God.
也因为这样子，所以我们需要神的救恩。
And because of this fact, we need God's salvation.
哦，那神爱我们，所以神也借着主耶稣基督为我们来准备救恩。
And because God loves us, He has prepared us a salvation through Jesus Christ.
哦，这个也是保罗在罗马书里头他强调的重点之一。就是所谓的应信称义。
And this is an important message in the book of Romans from Paul, and that is to be justified by faith.
保罗没有否认人应该努力的来向善，来做得更好。
Paul never discounted the fact that people need to try to be good.
但是这一切不能够来否认了，期待了主耶稣的救恩。
But our human effort can never replace God's salvation.
所以这个信仰的道路就是一条有恩惠的道路。
So this journey of faith is in fact one of grace.
这一条信仰的道路也叫做又新又活的道路。
It is a new and living way.
是来帮助我们、带领我们来解决我们人必须要解决的一个最重要的问题。
It is to help us answer one of the most important questions in our life.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1。
新约圣经214页，罗马书五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1。
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里保罗提到这样的一个字眼。因信称义。
Here Paul introduced a term justified by faith.
当我们对人有亏欠的时候，我们就是跟人没有一个对的关系。
When we owe somebody something, we are not in a perfect relationship with them.
那我们跟神对神有亏欠，所以我们跟神之间没有一个对的关系。
We have also fallen short.With God, therefore, we're also not right with God.
那今天因为信主耶稣，让我们跟神之间能够有一个对的关系。
But today, because we believe in Jesus, we can be right with God.
好，我们再看罗马书八章三十三节。
Let's also refer to Romans chapter 8, verse 33.
那为什么这个因信称义这么重要？
Why is it so important to be justified by faith?
33节，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义的。
Verse 33 says, Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
当我们对人有亏欠的时候，
When we owe someone,
别人就可以控告我们的这种不对。
They can bring a charge against us.
那在人的生活当中，其实有一个最大的控告者。
And in fact, in our life, there is one, there's a one great accuser.
虽然是我们肉眼看不见，但是他存在。
Even though we cannot see him, but he does exist.
就是撒旦，魔鬼。
He is Satan, the devil.
这撒旦魔鬼的文字上的意思，就有这个控告者的意思。
And in fact, the name Satan, implies that he's an accuser.
那这是撒旦的一个很重要的一种个性特性。
This is a very unique characteristic of Satan.
我们不喜欢跟撒旦一样。
We don't want to be like Satan.
所以在生活当中，我们要尽量去避免这一种对人的这种这一种控告，甚至是一种不怀有好意。
Therefore, in our life, we should try to avoid bringing accusation against anyone, especially one with evil intent.
那本来人是有亏欠的。
We have fallen short of God.
所以人就处在那一种被控告的 状况里头。
Therefore, we are, we can't help but to be in a situation where we can be accused.
今天神在主耶稣里头拣选了我们。
However, today God has chosen us in Jesus Christ.
让我们能够得着神的义。
So we can receive God's righteousness.
被神称为义。
We can be called righteous in God's eyes.
那所以呢，撒旦就不能够控告我们。
And as a result, Satan can no longer bring accusation against us.
所以这是一个极大的极大的恩典。
This is a tremendous blessing.
对人的控告，那还不是最大的事情。
An accusation from human is not the biggest deal.
最可怕的控告是从撒旦来的控告。
The most dreadful accusation comes from the devil.
那这里告诉我们说，我们神已经称我们为义了，撒旦不能够再控告我们。
But here in this passage, we learn that God has already justified us. Therefore, we can no longer be accused.
那这个称义是怎么来发生的
？How does this justification happen?
所谓的因信称义里头，它包含着什么？
What does it mean to be justified by faith?
我们请再看回罗马书第五章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 5.
第五章第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9.
第九节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Verse 9, much more than, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
这里说，这个所谓的因信称义里头包含着一个很重要的要素，就是靠着主耶稣的血。
One very important element of this justification by faith is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们在讲因信称义的时候，一定要连接上主耶稣的宝血。
Whenever we talk about justification by faith, we need to mention the blood of Jesus.
这就是为什么主耶稣他需要被钉在十字架上。
In fact, this is the reason why Jesus had to be crucified on the cross.
因为我们要靠着他的宝血来被称义。
Because we can only be justified by his blood.
所以更进一步的，那我们必须要从圣经里头去晓得，那主耶稣的宝血在什么时候在我们身上来产生这个称义的功效。
In fact, more specifically, through the studying the Bible, we need to understand when, in particular, did the blood of Jesus justify us.
当我们有机会来到教会，我们来查考道理。
When we have the opportunity to come to church and study the truth,
这就是一个神给我们的开始。
This is the beginning of God's calling.
那在查考当中，我们能够去明白洗礼跟耶稣的宝血有关系。
And through our study, we understand that baptism is related to the washing of the blood of Jesus.
这个洗礼之所以重要，是因为在洗礼当中，这水里头有耶稣宝血的功效。
The reason why our baptism is so important is because it has the effect or efficacy of the blood of Jesus.
只有主耶稣的宝血能够带来这个称因信称义。
Only the blood of Jesus can justify us by faith.
所以这个相信主耶稣给我们的福音。
So when we believe the gospel,
它不是只是用听的。
It is not only through hearing,
它而且是一个实际的领受。
But we must believe with a tangible action of receiving.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传十一章第一节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 1.
使徒行新约圣经179页，使徒行传十一章第一节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 1.
第一节，使徒和在犹太的众弟兄听说外邦人也领受了神的道。
Now the apostles and the brethren who were in Jerusalem heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God.
这里不是说他们听见了神的道。
Here it says that they did not hear the. Here did not say that they heard the word of God.
当然，彼得传福音给他们，他们听见了。
Obviously, when Peter preached them, they heard.
那但是这里用的字眼是领受。
But the word that it's used here is that they received the word of God.
那如果我们看这一段的话，我们就发现说，他们领受了什么。
So if we read this, the rest of this chapter carefully, you can understand what they actually receive.
哦，他们听了彼得的传讲，他们受感动，他们明白了。
They heard the preaching of Jesus, of Peter. They understood the gospel.
哦，他们领受了圣灵，他们也领受了赦罪的洗礼。
And after that, they received the Holy Spirit, and they also received the baptism of redemption.
哦，所以这里说他们领受了神的道。
So that's what it means to receive the word of God.
那这是一个神给我们的一个白白的恩典。
Now, this is a grace freely given to us by God.
他呼召我们。
He called us.
让我们有机会来听到主耶稣救人的福音。
So we have the opportunity to hear his gospel salvation.
照着他给我们的感动跟信心，我们来领受救恩。
According to his move, his inspiration, and through his gospel, we receive without faith.
那么在神的面前，我们就有一个被称义的身份。
And then we will have this status of being justified before God.
不但这样子，保罗又用了一个字眼，我们请看哥林多前书第六章。
Paul also describes this using another terminology. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第六章。
Chapter 6.
新约圣经234页，哥林多前书六章十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11。
十一节，你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
这里提到这个洗，提到这个神的灵。
This verse talks about the washing and also the Spirit of God.
就要谈到说，在这个洗礼为什么有功效。
This reinforces the message why baptism is so effective.
因为有神的灵，圣灵的运行，圣灵的见证。
It is effective because it contains the Spirit and the witness of the Spirit of God.
那就让我们不但被称义了，而且成圣。
Not only are we justified, we're also sanctified.
那这个就在洗礼的那一刹那里头，我们就这样改变了我们的身份。
So at the moment when we're baptized, our status would change.
而这个因信称义的果效还不止于这样子。
But the effect of being justified doesn't stop there.
它关乎我们的将来，也要影响到我们的现在。
It has an impact not only in our future, but it has an impact in our life now.
所以保罗用了这种生命的改变的这样的字眼。
Therefore, Paul used the terminology, the changes of in life, to describe this effect.
保罗说我们就成为新人。
Paul says that we will become a new man.
所以我们既然有不一样的生命，我们就要有新的生活样式。
Once we receive this new life, we ought to exhibit a new way of living.
过着一个更美好、更有盼望的人生。
To live a life filled with better hope and better future.
我们这样来想象。
Let's imagine this.
鸡呀，地上的鸡看到天空的这个老鹰啊，它一定非常的羡慕。
Perhaps a chicken looking up in the sky, seeing the eagles flying over their head, they might be rather envious.
它鸡只能够在地上，在地上很有限的空间里头来过它的生活。
Because chickens can only walk around on the ground, rather in a limited space.
它看到天空的鹰很自由自在的在高空飞翔。
When they see eagles flying freely in the sky,
那我想这也是我们人所羡慕的，能够很自由自在的这样子飞翔。
They might be envious, and I think as human, we also hope that we could be freely flying.
所以这因信称义的果效就要带给我们这种更超越 更自由、更平安的生活。
So being justified, we would be able to live a life that's more free, that's more hopeful.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
新约214页，罗马书五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
在这里提到最后一句话，提到说借着我们的主耶稣基督得以神相合。
Here it says that having been justified by faith, we have peace with God.
所以称义的所带来的第一个果效就是跟神和好。
So the first effect after being justified is that we would have peace with God.
我们本来跟神隔绝，甚至是跟神为敌。
We have been separated from God. In fact, we have been God's enemy.
如果在生活当中我们有对头，有这个好像仇敌的人，我们生活一定是很受影响，生活的很这个很不好，很不快乐。
We would be rather unhappy if we realize that there are some enemies in our life.
那更何况如果我们是跟神为敌，那我们的生活是更糟糕。
Imagine being God's enemy, I'm sure our life would be terrible.
这就是为什么很多的世人的生活是生活的那么没有盼望，那么没有快乐。
This is the reason why many people live in hopelessness and unhappiness.
只能够追求那种所谓的这个短暂的甚至是最终的快乐。
All they can do is look for pleasure in sin or temporary happiness.
而不能够拥有那种从心里头发出来的真正的喜乐。
It's hard for them to find true joy that springs from the bottom of their hearts.
因为跟这个喜乐的泉源隔绝了。
Because they've been separated from this source of joy.
跟这个整个人生是跟神为敌。
Because their life is in enmity with God.
那主耶稣他担当了我们的罪。
However, our Lord Jesus has shouldered our sins.
所以为我们准备了这个又新又活的道路。
And he had prepared us this new and living way.
所以保罗说这个是神的恩典。
Paul describes this as the grace of God.
那照着他给我们的信心，我们来领受。
And through our faith, we can receive.
一个人说我相信，但是不领受，那这个信是不完全的。
If a person claims that they believe but they don't receive, then their faith is imperfect.
所以当我们说我们相信，那包括着实际的来领受神的恩典。
If we say that we receive, we believe and we truly receive, then we will receive God's blessing as well.
当我们跟神和好了，也要带来我们个人内心的平安。
Once we are reconciled with God, we shall find true peace in our hearts.
跟神和好所带来的就是有神的同在。
Once we're in peace with God, then we will have God's abidance.
跟神和好了，神，我们不再以神为敌，甚至神成为我们所相信、所依靠的。
Having been reconciled with God, he shall become someone we can rely on, someone we can trust in.
人生还是有很多的不如意。挫折挑战在等着。
Yes, there might be still many misfortunes and challenges in our life.
因为我们是生活在这个不是个人所可以改变的这个大环境里。
Because we do live in this environment that we don't have total control in, after all.
别人发生在别人身上的，也很有可能有一天发生在我们身上。
What happens to someone else may very well happen to us as well.
但是神成为我们的依靠。
But if God is our reliance,
因为我们已经跟他和好了，
because we have been reconciled with him,
所以我们可以不上胆，不灰心，
then we will not be discouraged.
这是个人的那种心中的平安。
This is the true peace we can find in our heart.
就好像圣经但以理书里头提到的但以理跟他三个朋友。
Just like the example of Daniel and his three friends.
他们敬畏神，所以在他们的生活当中有神的带领，神的祝福。
They fear God, and therefore they find God's blessing and guidance throughout their life.
那这种神的祝福也不是说神把他们放在这个所谓的温室里头。
God's blessing does not mean that God will protect them inside a greenhouse.
他们是跟所有的人一样生活在当时的那一个大环境里头。
Rather, they live with all their peers in the same environment.
所以当王很生气，要杀掉所有的这些 这些哲士这些术士的时候
when the king became angry and wanted to kill all the astrologers and all the magicians
这个丹尼里跟他的三个朋友也属于这一类被放在这一类的人里头
Daniel and his three friends were included as well
所以他们也面对着国王要击杀他们
they too faced the threat of the king's wrath
但是他们能够靠着神他们很平静的他们能够安然的来度过
but because they had such a good relationship with God they could find peace in their heart and they couldendure through the situation.
甚至 他们在生活当中遭受到这种从因为信仰而来的迫害。
In fact, they actually suffer persecution because of their faith.
对他们都是有生命的威胁。
Their lives were threatened.
但是他们心中有平安。
However, they find peace again in their hearts.
他们很平静地被扔到火窑里。
They were thrown into the fire pit, in peace.
他们很平静地被扔到狮子坑里头。
He was thrown into the lion's den in peace.
这就是一个被称义的人，一个很宝贵的平安。
This is a wonderful thing. Peace is a wonderful thing that a person who is justified, can experience.
保罗的人生到尽头的时候，也是面对着那个死亡。
At the end of Apostle Paul's life, he also faced death.
是的，每一个人都会面对死亡。
Yes, indeed, we will all face death one day.
但是保罗所面对的不是那一种很自然的这种老迈病痛的那一种死亡。
But the death that Paul faced was not a natural death that, due to age or sickness.
他是因为信仰的关系，他要被判死刑，被处死。
But rather, he was being sentenced to death because of his faith.
但是他能够很平安 很镇静的来面对
Still, he could face this, this situation with peace in his heart.
跟神的和好也要带来我们跟人的和睦
When we are reconciled with God, we will also find peace between our relationship with others.
请看以弗所书第二章
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十八节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18
新约两百七十页以弗所书二章十八节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感得以进到父面前
Verse 18 For through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father
首先是在教会里头弟兄姐妹可以和好和和睦的相处。
First, we will be able to live in peace, with our brothers and sisters in the church.
如果我们都追求被圣灵来带领、来感动我们
，if we all long to be guided, and filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们都愿意顺服圣灵的带领。
If we're willing to submit to the Spirit's guidance,
虽然教会里头每一个人来自不同的。很不相同的环境或者背景
Even though we may all come from different walks of life
但是在主耶稣基督里头我们可以成为一家人
But in Jesus Christ we could be one family
对教会以外的人我们也常常能够有主耶稣那一种胸襟那一种爱来对待来包容别人
And we can also have a good relationship with people outside of church when we come to the table with the compassion and love of our Lord Jesus.
所以跟人的和好带来我们自己的平安，带来我们跟人有更和好的相处。
When we are reconciled with God, we will find peace in our heart and also good relationship with others.
这个是一个被称义的人，他可以有的，也应该有的。
This is something that a person who is justified by faith, is entitled to have and something that they should have.
再请看回罗马书第五章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse
2. 我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Through whom also we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
因信 这个称义啊，让我们可以拥有现在的恩典以及将来的盼望。
Being justified by faith, we will now receive grace in our lifetime and also have hope in the future.
我一开始讲过，一个有良心的人，他总是要追求更加善良。
I said in the beginning of this message that anyone with good conscience will always try to strive to become a better person.
但是这个过程在这样的大环境里头常常是不容易的，是困难的。
However, this process of becoming a better person is not easy in the environment we live in.
因为在这个大环境里头有太多的不公义的事情。
Because there's just so many injustice and unfairness in this society that we live in.
在这个大环境里头，有太多的挑战，有太多的试探。
There are so many temptations and challenges that we have to face.
所以有多少的本来是好人，结果变成这个邪恶的人。
There are so many people who started out to be good, but in the end turned out to be wicked and evil.
为什么？因为一个个人，他实在很难去胜过这整个的。很负面的大环境。
Why? It is very difficult to overcome this negative and wicked generation.
那保罗说我们是站在这个现在就站在这个恩典当中。
However, Paul says that now, currently, we stand in the grace of God.
靠着神的恩惠，有很多别人做不到的，我们做到了。
Through God's grace, we could achieve what normal people cannot achieve.
所以一个基督徒他真的是可以越来越善良，越来越真实。
Truly, it is possible for a good Christian to become better and better each day.
成为一个 他的家庭，他的这个人生，个人是会越来越好。
Their personal life, their family life can be better.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's refer to 1 Thessalonians.Chapter 5,
Thessalonians 前书第五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
那第一句话说，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
Here it says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely."
当我们一个人受洗之后，我们就可以被称为是圣徒。
Once a person is baptized, he could be called a saint.
这个是靠着主耶稣宝血的恩典。
This is due to the grace of the blood of Jesus.
神看我们是义的，是圣洁的。
In God's eyes, we have been called righteous. We are now sanctified.
那再来，靠着神的恩惠，我们生活的内容也是越来越成圣。
And now, through the grace of God, our everyday living can also be sanctified.
所以这里保罗说，这个是平安的神亲自使你们全然的成圣。
This is why Paul said that the God of peace himself will sanctify us completely.
这是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
所以这是我们可以达到的，也一定要达到的。
This is something we can achieve and something we must achieve.
当一个人越来越好，那是何等的美妙的一件事情。
It is a beautiful thing for a person to become better, to become a better person.
这就是为什么一个真正的基督徒，在这个大环境里头，他年纪会老迈，但是他仍然平安喜乐。
This is the reason why, as a good Christian age, in their lifetime, their heart becomes more beautiful, and they still have peace.
因为神在他身上的工作就是让他全然成圣。
Because the work of God in their life is to sanctify them completely.
所以他的那个内在是越来越新，越来越美。
So their inner self is renewed day by day, and they become more beautiful inside.
因为他是一个已经被称义的人。
Because they are somebody who have been justified.
称义也让我们将来要进入那荣耀里头。
Being justified also means that we can enter into the eternal glory.
这是这些使徒他们 的一个活泼的盼望。
This is a living hope from all the apostles in the past.
今天我们跟他们一样被称义了。
Today we too are justified just like the apostles.
所以这也是我们活泼的盼望。
We also should have this living hope.
我们都要复活，都要改变。
That one day we shall resurrect and we shall change.
进入主耶稣所为我们准备的那个天家。
And to enter into the heavenly home that God has prepared for us.
那请看回罗马书第五章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第三节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.
这个不但如此啊，就是一个加强的语气。
Not only that, this phrase means there is something even more.
这个就在要谈到称义带给我们什么果效。
This is going to tell us what else we shall receive after we've been justified.
患难是人所不愿意的，想要逃避的。
Tribulation is something we all try to avoid.
但是一个基督徒只要是走在神的道路上，每一件发生的事情它都是有意义的，甚至是必要的。
But everything that happens to a Christian is something, could be something meaningful and something necessary.
所以在这里保罗说到说是的，也会有患难。
That's why Paul says, yes, you may still, you will still, face tribulation.
第四节。
Verse 4.
忍耐生导炼，导炼生盼望。
And perseverance produces character, and characters, character, hope.
第五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Verse 5, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
这个被称义啊，也要带给我们被这个爱所充满。
Being justified also means that we will be filled by love.
这个在患难当中有爱来帮助，来支持着我们。
In times of tribulation, we shall be supported and strengthened in love.
在患难中最需要的就是从外来的一些安慰跟帮助。
When we are in tribulation, what we need the most is comfort and love from others.
神用他的爱来亲自来安慰我们，来帮助我们。
God Himself will personally comfort us through His love.
这是一个很奇妙的恩典。
This is something rather miraculous.
所以基督徒能够很坦然的、很勇敢的来面对着所遭遇的患难。
Because it gives Christians the strength to confront and face all the tribulations in our life.
在患难当中，不是绝望，而是更有盼望。
That we will not become hopeless in these situations, but rather we become even more hopeful.
一个基督徒不但是在顺境当中来成长，也更是在逆境当中来成长。
A Christian can continue to grow not only in good time, but even in bad time.
这里保罗说，让我们能够形成，老练而来形成那种必要、必须有的个性。
Here, Paul says that through perseverance, we could actually build character.
我们接受主耶稣的洗脚。
We have been, our feet have been washed by our Lord Jesus.
我们跟主耶稣有份。
We have part in him.
包括他的生命，包括他的这个神性。
We have part in his life and in his divinity.
那有时候神借着这个患难啊，来让我们拥有这个神的这个主耶稣基督的个性。
And sometimes, God through our tribulation will build this divine character in us.
我们说，主耶稣也洗犹大的脚。
Remember, Jesus has also washed the feet of Judas.
从人来看，犹大出卖主耶稣，他是主耶稣的仇敌。
From human's perspective, Judas betrayed Jesus. He should be Jesus' enemy.
所以在主耶稣的教训里头，他说。这个爱啊，到最高点就是甚至爱你的仇敌。
In Jesus' teaching, he says that love to the utmost point is to love your enemy.
那这样这么伟大、这么好的一个个性怎么来的？
How does one build such a noble character?
一个被称义的人，在患难当中，神要来塑造这种更美好的个性。
A person who has been justified, God will want him to build such a beautiful character.
哦，这个是可以拥有的，而且必须拥有的。
This is something that can be attained and something that should be attained.
请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章五十九节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 59.
五十九节，他们正用石啊，新约圣经一百七十四页，他们正用石头打的时候，斯提缓呼吁主说。求主耶稣接收我的灵魂。
Verse 59, and they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
啊，在这个时候，人们对基督徒的逼迫已经到非常激烈的程度。
At this point, people have begun to persecute Christians to a rather extreme point.
哦，已经不再只是恐吓或者鞭打而已。
Not only are they threatening with their words or flogging the Christians with their whips.
哦，甚至把基督徒置于死地。
But rather, they're putting Christians to death.
啊，这里在提到斯提缓被群众用石头打。
Here we see that Stephen was actually being stoned by the crowd.
哦，他们就是要打死他。
They wanted to kill him.
六十节。
Verse 60.
斯提缓又跪下大声喊着说主啊不要将这罪归于他们说了这话就睡了扫罗也喜悦他被害
Then he knelt down and cried with a loud voice Lord do not charge them with this sin And when he had said this he fell asleep
斯提缓在这最后最痛苦、哦、肉体最痛苦的那一刹那他做了这样的祷告
When Stephen was suffering the most excruciating pain in his lifetime, he actually made this amazing prayer.
为自己祷告。
He prayed for himself.
肉体的生命很重要，但是它不是最重要的。
His physical body was important, but it's still not the most important.
最重要的是那个永生。
What was most important, he recognized, was his eternal life.
所以他为自己祷告，求主耶稣。接纳他的灵魂。
Therefore, he prayed for himself and asked the Lord to receive his soul.
再来，他为这些用石头打他的人祷告。
Then he prayed for those who were actually stoning him.
他没有咒诅他们。
He did not condemn them.
他爱这些人。
He did not curse them, but rather he loved them.
哦，他求主耶稣不要将这个罪归在他们。
He prayed that the Lord would not charge them with this sin.
啊，因为一个人如果很合理的话，是不会用石头来打死人的。
A reasonable person would not pick up a stone to stone somebody.
这些人已经是不合理的。
These people have already lost their senses.
啊，这些人他们不明白道理。
These people do not know the truth.
啊、所以斯提缓为他们祷告。
This is why Stephen prayed for them.
啊，斯提缓也希望神给他们机会。
Stephen hoped that God too will give them, God will also give them a chance.
啊，这个就是爱仇敌。
This is what it means to love your enemy.
啊，这是斯提缓他被称义之后，在他的信仰过程里头，因为神的爱而养成的这个。
This is a noble character that Stephen had built after being justified by faith and after receiving the love of God. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第六节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
新约圣经335页。第六节。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
Verse 6, In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.
第七节叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞。
Verse 7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
一个被称义的人在生活当中也会遭遇患难。
After a person is justified by faith, they will still encounter trials in their life.
啊，患难 不一定总是跟我们的过患有关系。
We might be face trial not necessarily because of our sin or our mistakes.
是的，没有一个完全人。
Yes, indeed, no one is perfect.
但是很多的时候，神加在我们身上的患难，不是来管教我们，来处罚我们。
But often the trials we face in life is not because God is trying to punish us.
而是神要让我们的信心能够在他面前更加的完全。
But rather these trials are placed in our lives so that we could improve in our faith and to become more perfect in his eyes.
神是要让我们将来是大有荣耀的。
Because it is God's intent for us to receive great glory in the future.
所以他一定会用他的爱来帮助来支持着我们。
So we could be sure that he will continue to support us and strengthen us in his love.
他的爱借着圣灵来浇灌我们。
He will pour down his love in our heart through the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们要看重祷告。
This is the reason why we have to focus on our prayer.
我们在一起的时候，我们用灵来祷告。
This is why when we get together, we pray in the Spirit.
因为一个称义的人也要被主耶稣的爱来充满。
Because a person justified by faith will also be filled by the love of God.
再请看回罗马书第五章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第九节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 9.
第九节，我们现在既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Much more than having now being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him.
当我们被称义之后，带来的另外一个果效就是，这里说更要，也是一个加强的语气，不但被称义，更进一步的，要免去神的愤怒。
Here it says much more, which is another emphasis. It says after we have been justified, we shall be saved from the wrath of God.
有时候我们会看到我们生活的周遭，有很多不义、不公平的事情。
Many times we would observe and notice that there's some injustice around us.
甚至我们有时候会像这个哈巴谷先知这样子在质疑神，说神，你难道没有看见吗？
In fact, sometimes we would question whether or not God sees this unfairness in life, like Habakkuk.
但是这个罗马书也告诉我们。
However, the book of Romans teaches.
在罗马书第二章。
In Romans chapter 2.
说罗马书第二章第三节。
Chapter 2 verse 3.
说还是你们藐视他丰盛的恩慈宽容忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是怜悯悔改呢？
Chapter 2, verse 4, it says, Do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?
神是一而再再而三不断地要给人机会。
God continues to give humans opportunities.
那对我们是这样子，对一些作恶的人神也是这样子。
God continued to forbear not only toward us, but toward those who do not know him yet.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。
Verse 5 says, In accordance with your heart, the hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself the wrath in the day of the wrath.And revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
但是很可惜的是，有很多的人，他们是在为自己积蓄这个神的愤怒。
Unfortunately, many people are treasuring up for themselves the wrath of God.
那这里讲到说，到最后神的震怒一定会来显出他的公义。
But according to the Bible, we know that in the end, God's righteous judgment will be shown.
所以是的，在眼前有很多不义、不公平的事情。
Yes, perhaps in the present time we see many unfairness or injustice.
那我们也知道， 这个整个大环境是一直的在积蓄着这个神的愤怒。
But we believe that this environment we live in continues to store up the wrath of God.
将来这个神震怒的日子是没有人能够担得起的。
And on the day of his great wrath comes, nobody could withstand him.
这个启示录描写的那一个没有办法承担的情景。
In fact, the book of Revelation describes this day of wrath.
请看启示录第六章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6.
第六章十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 15.
十五节，地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
Verse 15, and the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, and the commanders, and the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves, in the rocks and of the mountains.
从这里讲到每一个阶级的人，他们都要躲藏。
Here it says that every person from different socioeconomic level, they all try to hide themselves from God.
十六节，向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避作宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
Verse 16, they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
十七节，因为他的愤怒的大日子到了，谁能站得住呢？
Verse 17, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
这里说，谁能站得住呢？
Who is able to stand?
一个被称义的人，他能够站立得住。
A person who has been justified will be able to withstand.
主耶稣也说到，为了显明会减少这个日子。
In fact, Jesus said that for the sake of the elect, he will shorten the day.
一个被称义的人也要免去神的愤怒。
A person who is truly justified will also be saved from the wrath of God.
神要让我们心中拥有那一个镇静跟平安。
God will give us the peace in our heart.
甚至神也可以让我们在实质上来免去一些的灾祸。
And in fact, he will also save us from many trials and tribulations.
因为
on that day.
这个是在这个圣经的历史、圣经的记载里头发生过的事情。
In fact, this has happened in the Bible history.
比如说出埃及记里头神降十灾的时候神怎么来保守这些选民。
For example, in the book of Exodus, we see how the chosen people were saved from the 10 plagues.
埃及人都遭受到那个灾害，只有这个以色列人被保守了。
The Egyptians all have to suffer these 10 plagues, but the Israelites were protected.
神怎么来保守我们？我们不是很清楚。
How exactly will God protect us? We don't know for sure.
但是我们可以确信的，一个被称义的人，他要免去神的愤怒。
But one thing we could be certain is that a person who is truly justified will be saved from the wrath of God.
其实那个最大的愤怒跟刑罚就是将来的永刑。
In fact, the greatest wrath and punishment is the eternal judgment.
我们一个被称义已经复活的人，跟那个第二次的死，就第二次的死跟我们无混。
Those of us who have been justified and resurrected will not have to take part in the second death.
所以在我们读罗马书第五章的时候，我们去注重那个加强语气的字眼，不但如此，或者说更要。
So when we read the book of Romans chapter 5, we need to pay attention to these important transitional phrases that says furthermore or all the more.
那这样我们就可以去看到说这个因信称义所带给我们现在将来的果效。
Then we will truly understand the effect of being justified both in the future and now.
我们一起唱诗43首。
Let's sing hymn number 43.